Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We know you spend a lot of time online. Well, so do we. Here's tonight's edition of Clickbait on the Alex Dano Show.
You know, we often make jokes about the Cleveland Cavaliers by saying that LeBron James is not only their best player, but he is their head coach and he is their general manager. And maybe if we say that enough, we sometimes forget that he is not literally their head coach or their general manager. He is not literally a member of that front office. And so, you know, I have a lot of respect for Kyrie Irving. First of all, he escaped what was really a hostage situation, right? Because not only was he living in one of the worst cities on planet Earth, Cleveland. I mean, there are better places to be in third world countries than Cleveland. And he was stuck there for many years. That's the team that drafted him. He was being held hostage, but he also had to live and play in the shadow of LeBron James, that diva personality. I mean, maybe only Cristiano Ronaldo worldwide has a slightly bigger ego than LeBron James. That's the only candidate. Even Lionel Messi is humble compared to LeBron James. And so I was so refreshed today. Kyrie Irving on First Take with Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman, ESPN this morning. Here's Kyrie addressing whether or not he spoke to LeBron, all sorts of LeBron James stuff. And listen to this, and you will, like me, come away feeling Kyrie Irving is now a member of Team Petty.
Let me go someplace else. Did you speak to LeBron James or talk to LeBron James before you and your representatives met with ownership and let them know that you wanted out?
No.
Why not?
Why would I have to?
I'm not saying, no. I'm not implying that you have to at all.
You are.
But he's the best player in the world. He's a superstar. He's considered the leader of the team. Your teammate, who you speak glowingly and very highly about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to play there anymore, even though it was a personal decision, chances are, if you don't speak to somebody about it, they might take it personally.
Yeah.
Do you care about that at all?
No.
His future, his life.
Kyrie, I think we're forgetting one important thing. I think we're getting one important thing.
Okay, sure.
Stephen A., as you sit up here, and Molly is, and Max, yep. As you guys are professionals, I don't think that you owe anything to another person in terms of figuring out what you want to do with your
life.
And it's not anything personal. I'm not here to tirade anybody. I'm not here to go at any particular person or the organization, because I have nothing but love for Cleveland. Like, I have nothing but love for the times that I spent there. There's nothing about that. It comes a time where you mature as an individual. It's time to make that decision. And there is no looking back from that standpoint. There is no time to figure out how to save someone's feelings when ultimately you have to be selfish in that and figuring out what you want to do. And it wasn't about me not wanting to win. It wasn't anything about that. It was, like, I want to be extremely, extremely happy, like, in perfecting my craft. And that was the only intent that I have in all of this. And I think that it got a lot more, much more attention because everything else started coming out from who would think that their important opinion mattered most.
Right.
And I saw previous players, I saw past players, I saw current players speaking on something that had absolutely nothing to do with them.
Yes.
I'm appreciative of their comments, but at the same time, it's ultimately my decision.
And Kyrie made so much sense there. It also makes me wonder if he's correct about the world being flat. That's how good that was right there. That's how, like, I'm rethinking my round earth opinions based on how good he was on that. It is so silly to think that a decision that has everything to do with his well-being and his happiness needs LeBron James's approval, or, oh, I've got to give LeBron a heads up. No, you don't owe that, especially if they're probably not as friendly as you would have liked to have thought. If they're not friends, then the only people that Kyrie owes, if he wants to get traded, if he wants out of town, which happened, it's done, he's in Boston. But the only people he owes an explanation to are Celtics management and ownership, the front office, Cavaliers ownership and management, the front office. He doesn't owe that to LeBron James. This idea that LeBron is so important that you've got to clear everything. You got to check in with him hourly. Oh, how are you feeling today, Kyrie? You've got to check in with him constantly. Like it's so ridiculous to me. And I was happy to hear Kyrie, who is now president, emperor, general manager of Team Petty, speaking out the way that he did. That was glorious. That was so glorious. So from what I think is a pretty significant sports story, we go to Florida Man. Dateline, Destin, Florida. Woo! How about this? From NewYorkDailyNews.com. This is NorthwestFloridaDailyNews.com. I saw the Daily News logo. I'm like, wait a second. Oh, a reputable news outlet. I believe it, though. I want to believe the story is true. How could it not be? NorthwestFloridaDailyNews.com. Destin, Florida. An argument over stolen bacon at a local Waffle House led to the arrest of a 28-year-old man for disorderly intoxication. I mean, how could that not be true, right? Because you steal another human being's bacon, that is a fiasco. Fisticuffs will fly from that. According to his Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, that's probably the most exciting crime they've had there in minutes, is a guy stealing bacon. But according to his Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, the man took bacon off a stranger's plate and ate it in front of her. Ooh, that's mean. When the victim told him he needed to replace the bacon, he demanded more food. She asked him to move away from her, but he refused. Other patrons stepped up to defend her. These are American heroes right here, folks. Other patrons stepped in to defend her, and he tried to fight with them, the report said. And after that, he was arrested, and I hope this man gets taken to justice. There are three things you don't do in this world. You don't kill, you don't lie, and you don't steal another person's bacon. Those are my commandments. Those are my rules for life. You walk up to somebody's plate at the Waffle House, not only do you take their bacon, which should, like in ancient cultures, like Hammurabi's code, if you stole bacon, you were immediately put to death. Like that is ancient law. It should be law in the world we live in today. You steal somebody's bacon, I think they should fire up that electric chair. Been a long time since they've used it. This guy probably deserves it. I hope he gets brought to justice. Bacon stealing, drunk, disorderly. Terrible, terrible story. And only in Florida would something like that be a headline. Fight breaks out at Waffle House over stolen bacon. Hashtag Florida Man. 8 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show coming up here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.